This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, the Secretary of Labor announced $150 million for job training to help people still suffering from the Great Recession. That money will fund state programs like apprenticeships, on-the-job training, and partnerships with employers to try to retrain long-term unemployed people in industries where there's now increasing demand for skilled workers. Mitchell Hartman reports.
As manufacturing picks up and baby boomers retire, there's plenty of need for skilled workers, says machine tool instructor Keith Knight. I dropped in on his class at Mount Hood Community College near Portland, Oregon.
As far as industries that are looking for these jobs, Boeing, Oregon Iron Works, KC Manufacturing, the majority of industries, they're starting to see more and more work show up.
Knight says job training can help people with just a high school diploma or a two-year associate's degree land better-paying jobs. But Carl Van Horn of the Workforce Development Center at Rutgers University says these programs can't necessarily address high regional unemployment.
There may be lots of jobs in southeastern Louisiana, but the people who are working in the construction industry in New Jersey either can't or don't want to move there.
Economists say what's needed is more jobs to pick up the slack in the labor market nationwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.